Hello, and welcome back to my podcast. You're listening to Lynette, and this is Living with Dissociative Identity Disorder. This is part two of my Superstitions podcast. Okay, so with Dissociative Identity Disorder, or DID, our alters can have different experiences and experience things differently, as well as being shared a lot of the experiences that we have as hosts. So it doesn't really surprise me that an alter could have abilities that I, as the host, might not be able to have. And so that's what this portion of these superstition podcast is going to be about today. If I sound a little bit out of it or can't get my thoughts together, then just bear with me. It's been a really, really hard morning, so just bear with me. I wanted to get this out regardless of how I might seem, because this is a podcast based on mental illness and things surrounding dissociative identity disorder and everything dealing with it and living with it. So just bear with me. I get it together, I promise. So when it comes to DID and having an alter that experiences things of the supernatural, it does come back to you as a host. And I'm thinking, and I'm not 100% sure about this, I'm thinking that that's partially why it's so strong with me, is because of the fact that my alter, one of my alters, might also be, I guess, paranormal-ish. It's weird. I don't know. But my therapist hit it on that two visits ago. And it just now came back to me. And I was like, well, maybe I should throw that out there and see what other people think. So, but yeah, I was thinking that perhaps alters can have their own experiences with the paranormal and things that go bump in the night. And, you know, so I wanted to address that. And I know that a lot of people don't believe in the superstitions, the myths, the ideology of it all. But I do also know that a lot of people do believe in that stuff. So even though I'm a natural born skeptic, I wanted to go ahead and address it, because some things you just cannot ignore. And no matter how many alters that you might have, you just can't ignore what's right in front of you. So if you have any suggestions or comments that you would like to pass along to me, please feel free to do so. Once again, you can find my URL, which leads to a way that you can contact me, on Anchor. If you would like to do so, please click on that link and it'll take you to my blog site. And of course, once again, with my blog site, you'll be able to contact me privately, and I will respond as soon as possible. thank you for listening and tuning in. I will be uploading again here shortly, maybe tomorrow or later today. Who knows? Until next time, have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.